November. Happy November, Bill.
Happy November to you and to yours. I purposely didn't remind you. We talked about this about a week and a half ago. How I used to work with somebody who thought that if you said the words rabbit, rabbit, first thing of the month, that you would have good luck. And it was, it's so insane that somebody would think this, but she did. She was adamant that just saying that, saying the word rabbit twice at the beginning of the month would bring her good fortune and good luck. And I know you're a creature of habit, so I went out of my way to not remind you so that on a monthly basis I wouldn't have to remind you how ridiculous it was.
You really get me. Do you know that? Because you know, how forgetful I am.
Yes.
So when I said, I'm going to do it.
Yes. I knew that by ignoring it, you would not do it. That's the best thing to do.
I know you sometimes have to be my mother, my father, my coworker.
Yeah. I'm all those things.
You feel you're a man of many hats.
Yes.
Yet you wear the,
I usually wear the Cubs one. Yeah,
I've been wearing the Cubs one.
Because I don't think they're out of it. If you're a true Cubs fan, you don't give up on your team just because they've been eliminated. I think they're going to win. Now, can I tell you, there has been a new chapter in something that happened last week with the World Series. For those of you who didn't hear this, we talked about this on the regular radio show, not on the bonus hour. But a player for the Houston Astros, Gurriel, their first baseman, hit a home run the other night in Houston and then went into the dugout. And because he hit the home run off of a pitcher of Asian persuasion, he then made the horrible, horrible slanty eyes gesture, which people should have stopped doing 1,000 years ago, but he did it. He walked around the dugout with the slanty eyes gesture.
He pulled his eyes back,
as if to say, ha, I'm better than you, right? Yeah. So that was disturbing, but even more disturbing was the commissioner of baseball realized how awful this was and said, I got to do something. I'm going to suspend him. Suspended him for 5 games, but not during the World Series. He's suspending him for the beginning of the season next year, which is a huge mistake, I think. I think you suspend him immediately. But then the worst part of this is when he then came up to bat in Houston the night that it was announced that he would be suspended but not till next season, and the fans of Houston gave him a huge, rousing ovation, which I felt was so out of place.
That one didn't bother me.
It didn't? Didn't you look at that as the people of Houston saying, even though you did something horrible, we still support you?
No, I heard that as they are fans. They've never won a World Series. They want to win the World Series.
Yeah.
He wasn't suspended for that moment.
Well, he's suspended, but he wasn't suspended until, like I said, next season.
Okay, so they're just clapping. They're
No, they went out of their way. They gave him like a huge, not just a regular, oh, we're in the World Series, there's one of our players batting. They went out of their way to really make him feel at home and welcome.
I don't think they were supporting him as a person for what he did, but they were just happy to have him on the team, which I have to tell you, if you're going to suspend the guy, I know it came up that it wasn't fair to the other Astros who have worked hard to get to this position.
Right.
I don't know if one man can make or break a team.
Right.
Is he that good where he would?
He's a contributor, but he's not their best guy.
So, in my opinion, if your kid, I don't know, stole from the neighbor and you said, I'm really mad at you and I'm going to punish you, but summer vacation has just started.
Right.
So I won't punish you till the fall.
Right.
That you got to act swiftly and you have to act in a timely fashion.
I think so.
And you shouldn't be waiting until the next season.
But I would not, if I was the biggest Houston Astro fan and I was at that game and he came up to bat, there's no way in the world I would have applauded for him. I would have absolutely not applauded for him. I would have just sat it out. That's what I think they should have done. Because don't you think that's their way of condoning?
No, I don't.
You don't think so? Just applauding for that guy? How do you applaud for a guy who does something like that?
There were people, we talked about this on the real part of the show, too. Not that this is the
this part doesn't matter. This is...
It's confusing to me still. But when Aroldis Chapman was on the Cubs and had some...
I didn't applaud for him once.
You didn't, but the rest of the Wrigleyville did.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
I understand.
But... All right, for those of you who don't know, he had a history of...
domestic violence.
Alleged domestic of violence. I didn't want them to trade for him initially. They got him from the New York Yankees and then sent him back to the New York Yankees. I didn't want them to get him because I thought This is a bet for a team that's going for a squeaky clean image. This is
it
not a good idea.
It was uncharacteristic, in my opinion.
Extremely. Even though he's the fastest thrower in baseball, I would rather not win. I know this sounds because you know how competitive I am.
Know.
I would rather not win with a bunch of good guys than win with a guy who's just a miserable human being.
So you never applauded when he made a good play?
I never applauded once for him.
You're probably the only one.
Chapman. I didn't want him on the team. Anytime he would pitch, when they'd bring him in, I didn't react to that.
But you're the only one. I'm telling you.
I might be the only one. I hate to think that.
I don't hold it. I don't agree with what the guy did in the dugout after his home run.
Right.
I don't even know his name.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's unacceptable.
Yuli Gurriel is his name.
Okay, it's totally unacceptable.
A guy who, and I mentioned this the other day on the show that matters.
See, it's, sorry.
This show matters. What are we talking about?
We don't matter.
We don't, Wendy and I don't matter, but the show matters.
That's right.
All right, so... Yuli Gurriel is himself an immigrant, a foreigner to our country. He came over from Cuba, so he can't even make the argument, oh, I hit it off with some guy that doesn't belong in our country. He can't even make that argument because he himself came over from Cuba, defected from Cuba. So that makes it even more ridiculous.
See, I hate when somebody makes it personal. Like, if he would have flipped him off, which is still a baby-like thing.
Right.
But that's fine.
Right.
But I still don't even understand it. Why are you like neener, neener, neenering when you hit a home run?
I don't know.
An adult. You're a professional baseball player.
You would absolutely think.
I could see it on the Little League team. Put that in your mitt and throw it, you know?
Well, in Little League, they will often refer to a player on the other team, most notably the pitcher, as a belly itcher. And that's very disconcerting, Wendy. Because if you have some sort of a rash in your stomach, that is not something to be taken lightly. So
look at Marian Hossa.
Look at Marian Hossa.
He's
look
not
at what
a pitcher, but
he is a belly itcher. That's what you would
see. Why this show doesn't matter?
No, this show doesn't matter for that reason, because we just took something as beautiful as a sport of hockey and reduced it to this.
But it's also. It was unacceptable. I will say that
horrible.
Until the day I die.
Horrible.
Also unacceptable if, you know, I cut somebody off in traffic and they flip me off and call me a B-word.
Right.
Because if I was a guy, would they go, stupid man?
There'd be words that would be used if you were a guy.
Well, I'd like the guy words. You can call me an A as opposed to a B.
An M?
I'll take it.
What about a JF?
J-F.
I don't know. I'm just saying letters. I might be right. There must be some slam that starts
with
a J. You're
acting like a real Kirkhead.
But what if you brought one of your sons to a baseball game, and let's say he's young and impressionable. We're going back 6 months with your boys. So you bring him to a baseball game. You pay good money to sit in seats. You're at the World Series. You see a guy hit a home run, which you're supposed to do. That's what your goal is. And then his way of celebrating is to belittle the pitcher's ethnic culture by making that horrible gesture. What do you say to your kid who's watching that?
I go, that was an unsportsmanlike situation.
But then in the next game when he comes up to bat, do you cheer for that guy? I don't know how you do it.
I don't know. I mean, if you're at the game when he did it, you didn't see him do it. You didn't see him do it.
Who didn't see him?
If I'm in the bleachers or whatever watching the game, I didn't physically see him.
You didn't see
make
him
those...
at the time, but it was picked up. I mean, they showed it on network TV. They
what
showed
if people
it on...
didn't watch the news? A lot of people avoid the news these days.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it right. Just not seeing ignorance of the law is an excuse for the law. You
well,
can't...
I know, but no one's breaking the law by clapping for him.
I just think ethically to applaud a guy who does something so sinister.
But he's still part of the team.
Wrong.
That is maybe their thing that they shouldn't have had him be on the team.
Right, right. Now, there is a new chapter. I know we have phone calls. People want to talk to us about this. But I will tell you how it was semi-resolved last night. All right. Let me take the call first.
You like leaving people in suspense,
yeah,
don't you?
I'm Alfred Hitchcock.
Good evening, Jeff.
Hello.
What do you think, Jeff?
The thing of it is the players have a legal right in all of this, too. Look at Ezekiel Elliott from Dallas. He was suspended 6 games for alleged domestic abuse.
Right.
He hasn't missed a game yet this year.
Right, because he appealed it.
Oh.
Right, and Gurriel would have appealed it also. I mean,
but you can't appeal. You can't appeal something. I mean, it's on video of him doing it. You can't appeal it. I mean, there's no way in the world he could say he didn't do it because there's video evidence.
Well, that he would still probably try to get out of it if it was at World Series time. There's just two sides to every story.
Sure.
And I'm not defending him. My sons are humongous Houston Astro fans. I am not.
Yeah.
What do they say about this? Jeff, you should turn your radio down a little bit.
Okay.
We'll wait.
He doesn't ignore it. I mean, he doesn't look at it at all, I think.
Your son doesn't.
He's too much involved in everything else that Houston's doing.
All right.
But, I find it very infuriating when these guys, once they get suspended, they challenge them, and they seem to be able to go forever before they ever get the real suspension. That's the side of it that I don't like.
Yeah, that's confusing.
I agree.
We agree with you.
Jeff,
thanks, Jeff,
very much. And also, one bad apple does not spoil the whole bunch girls.
True, Donny Osmond, but I just wanted to mention Donny Osmond.
Okay, but seriously, so this guy has no sportsmanship. And
obviously,
he's immature, and he's wrong.
Right.
And a racist.
Yes.
He has racist tendencies,
yes,
let's say.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that the whole team should be taken down with him. Again, you didn't like Aroldis Chapman for your own personal reasons and allegations.
Right.
But you still cheered for the Cubs,
I
the team he was on.
I still cheered for the Cubs. I didn't cheer for him. So that's why the moment in this that I find the most disturbing is that the people of Houston, and I understand they want to win a World Series, We were just there ourselves not that long ago. So I understand the yearning to win a World Series, but for them to show that much approval of a guy who does something so horrible, I found so upsetting that I was pulling for the Astros until that happened, and now I'm pulling for the Dodgers. That changed me.
I've decided today that I don't care who wins.
You don't even care who wins.
Because both would be good. I would love to see. I'd like to go for the underdog. I'd like to see Houston win a World Series.
Yes.
But the Dodgers are... they have charisma, and they've wowed me,
and
I think that'd be great if they won, too, so I really don't care.
That's fair. That's fine. This is why they don't let you do the color games on Fox.
I always say,
can I be the color man at Fox? And I always say, I don't think they'll let you because you're not pulling for a team.
There are people that are too opinionated. I'm opinionless.
Right. All right. Shall I share with you how this was resolved,
yes,
or should we wait? We should probably do the news first because this will take more than 30 seconds. Why don't we do the news?
You are the biggest tease.
I'm Alfred Hitchcock, Wendy.
In all of the world.
I don't mean to be. It's just the timing worked out as such. So we'll do the news. I don't know if Judy's doing the news today because it's her birthday. No one does the news on their birthday, do they?
You know what? She does because she wants everybody to say happy birthday to her.
Oh.
I'll bet you $100.
Oh.
I don't have $100. I'll bet you a dollar.
Most of the news stories are about her because it's her birthday. She'll say, like, no Judy Pylax were involved in a... It'll be stuff like that.
That would be fantastic.
I bet she tosses herself into every news story. I wouldn't be shocked.
Get a birthday tune ready, Jasmine, when we introduce her.
Yeah.
Because she'll be mad at us if we don't make a big deal about it.
We have to recognize her birthday.
Did you get her anything?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah. All right. We will come back. It's Judy's birthday.
Her 21st birthday.
She just turned 21 today. What a magical day it must be for her. And then I'll tell you what happened in Los Angeles yesterday as Yuli Gurriel came to the plate for the first time. I think it was handled very, very well. I don't know if everybody will, but I think it was handled beautifully. We'll explain that in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I know, we're really on the air, and we're just talking to Judy Pylax on Conlon. But
Judy,
Jasmine,
happy birthday.
We need something here.
Happy birthday. Here it is. It's a song that Wendy and I recorded.
We went in the studio early this morning. That's Bill on the lead vocals.
You
really,
like this?
Really good. Wow.
Wendy's,
I know he sounds like a woman, but it's Bill.
Wendy's got the maracas.
She's got their hands in the air.
Hey.
Everybody does.
All right, get HR on the phone. He talked about my maracas.
HR Puffin stuff.
Wendy, everyone talks about your maracas.
Oh, yep. Quiet birthday girl.
Yep.
You look great for 21, I gotta tell you.
Finally, I can drink. Of course. Can't wait.
Finally. All right.
What can I ask? Is there a big, huge dinner plan for tonight? Is that what's coming up? Is a dinner in your favorite restaurant?
I'm going to the Hawks game.
Are you going to the Blackhawks game?
I'm going to the Hawks game, too.
Ooh, woo! I hope they win for your birthday.
Yes, they are. And I hope that half the team comes up and says happy birthday
to me. They will.
I'm kind of counting on that. Or just waves to me from the ice.
I think we should work something out where we can just suspend a birthday Judy Pylak from the center of the ceiling over center ice.
I could drop the puck.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, you'd drop the puck. All right.
Actually, you know what? I should have signed up to shoot the puck. That
would have
been fun.
Maybe Patrick Sharp will give you a special blink. Wouldn't that be nice?
Patrick Sharp.
Wouldn't that be special?
So easy on the ice.
Yeah.
Yep. I like my Duncan Keith more.
Mm. I love Duncan Keith.
No, he's mine.
Seriously, I saw him at the, you know, what's that thing we do? At the hotel every
summer. Convention.
The convention. Oh, thank you.
You scared me.
And I went.
That thing we do every year.
I didn't know. I almost hit the panic button.
Yeah, Keith and I. Anyway, I went to one of his forums, whatever he was having events, and he was so smart and funny.
Which one was this?
Last year.
Which Blackhawk?
Duncan Keith. He just is so unassuming, and he doesn't really talk much after games. You know, he's very curt. But at this event, he was
really
hilarious. Oh my God, I was like totally in love
America
with him.
America runs Can't on Duncan him. Keith.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Wow. Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Is I have to arm wrestler for him.
When I was coming in, I said to Conlon, my son, "Oh God, this birthday stuff just gets annoying after a while." And what was your response? Yes, Mom. All the love and attention is so bad.
Who needs it?
Yeah, but Conlon, she's a liar. She loves it. And Bill actually had the best idea, which you should have told her before she wrote her newscast.
You should have worked yourself in all the news stories for your birthday. No Judy Pylaks were involved in a 3-car pileup on Kennedy. That kind of thing.
That would have been funny.
That would next year.
But the news, you know,
the news is too serious.
It's too serious, and it's never fake.
No,
so.
I know.
Not here anymore.
No, not here.
No.
Not here.
All right. Judy, how has the mayor of Round Lake Beach reacted to your birthday? Has there been any correspondence?
Mayor Hill?
Yeah, Mayor Hill out in Round Lake Beach.
He's a fan.
Is he a fan? Why do you say that?
Because I don't know him personally, I don't think.
Yeah.
And he wished me happy birthday on Facebook.
How about that?
Yeah, I was pretty
Isn't
impressed.
That something.
You are just the.
I just think that's amazing.
Imp.
Well,
can
I
tell you that?
I'm not going to deny
imp?
That.
Yeah. He's impish.
I am. Thank you, Judy. And
you're welcome.
And happy birthday from
and
Wendy
I've
and me
go,
and
so
the mayor of Round Lake Beach.
I know. Because. It's my birthday.
It is your birthday.
Got lots
you
do, to
do as you please on your birthday.
I'm surprised you even came in to do the news.
Well,
thanks for gracing us.
I tried to get David Miranda wouldn't even come in.
No,
I was like,
that's
geez.
All right.
Domaty was there. He would have done it.
He would have done it.
Yeah,
he cares because he cares.
We'd rather have Domaty.
He's a scare to me.
Is he?
Yes.
I don't blame him.
Well,
who isn't,
sir?
Right. You know who else?
You know what? My birthday's looking up.
You know who else is scared of you? Stephen King. Takes a lot to scare Stephen King. I mentioned it's your birthday. It's like, he made that face. All right. So thank you, Jude. Happy birthday. All right.
Thank you very much.
In segment one, I was telling you about how this guy, Yuli Gurriel, the first baseman for the Astros, made a horrible gesture in the dugout. And what I would have done is not respond to him. Next time he batted.
And no one would have noticed because everyone else was
responding.
Nobody
would have noticed. But just for my own peace of mind.
And
you know,
I get that.
So yesterday, the series shifts back to Los Angeles, and he comes up for the first time batting now in Los Angeles' home field as opposed to the friendly confines that are the Houston Astros Astrodome, or whatever they call it now. It's not the Astrodome anymore. Anyway, so he comes up, and Rich Hill is pitching, and the crowd is booing him a little bit as he comes up to bat because he did something horrible to their pitcher, to Yu Darvish, their pitcher. So Rich Hill doesn't throw a pitch. He just stands there and lets the crowd's boo get louder and louder. And then he just starts kind of walking around the mound and lets the moment play out. You know, he just decides, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to let the crowd speak for themselves. And they did.
And they were
they
booing
just
like crazy.
Booed him louder and louder and louder. And Rich Hill didn't react to that. He just took his time. And then between pitches, he let it ruminate a little bit more. What a masterful thing to do.
That on was whose
perfect.
Part?
On his part. To not, he didn't throw at him like people said. If I'm
right.
Rich Hill, I throw that first ball right. No. Let the crowd dictate the mood, and they did. They booed him, and it was very nice.
But that's, I think, going to be over now.
Without a doubt. And maybe it should be. Maybe that's all it took.
Show your dissatisfaction
absolutely.
And then move along.
Yeah. Let the crowd say you did something horrible, and this is our reaction. You got a very nice reaction from the hometown fans, but we here on the other side, not that pleased with you. So they got it out of their system. It was well done.
I have a confession to make, because when we talked about him when I just started watching the World Series and really didn't know any Dodgers until I watched it, and they're all pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought his name was Hugh Darvish. Not you.
Why you?
I get that now, because then you thought it would be great to have a different last name. But when that name was brought up, I said, that's a weird name, and I need to apologize because I didn't mean it racially.
Oh, yeah.
I thought his name was Hugh Darvish, and in my head, it's like a character that Chris Farley would have played.
Right, that's what it sounds like.
I don't know. So I have to apologize for saying it's a weird name. I thought it was Hugh.
No, it's you. Why
and
you?
Sorry for all the Hughes that I've just offended, but Hugh Darvish sounded like a made-up name to
me. Right, right.
A fictional character, if you will.
Right. He has handled this so gentlemanly,
what are you supposed to do, Bill?
Well, I have to say, if I was him, I'd be greatly offended by this. And maybe he is, but he's not really letting on. The story goes that the commissioner said to him, what do you think should be done? You know, I want to suspend him. What do you think? And he goes, yeah, you probably should suspend him. And then he goes, what do you think about the idea of next season or immediately? And he goes, no, you know what? I'm sure he and his family are going through a lot. He said this through an interpreter. He doesn't speak English. He said, I'm sure he and his family are going through a lot. Next season's fine by me. That's the story they're telling anyway.
Yeah, but doesn't that make you, Darvish,
looks like a,
bigger
and
better?
Looks like a gem.
And if he got all baby-like, take him out, he can't play. You know what? People say and do stupid things, and I'm sorry. Honestly, you're going to doubt me here, and I swear to God, I do not hold grudges.
Yeah.
I really don't. You do, I know.
I do. I'm holding some from before I was born. There's a couple people who did things in the 50s that I'm upset about.
To your family?
Nope.
To you?
Nope.
Just
things in general.
I don't hold grudges because I can't speak for you, but I've said stupid things at the wrong time a lot.
Sure.
And, you know, again, I try to be an upright person, stand-up person, rather.
Yes.
Even though I'm sitting down right now.
Well, it's
But
tough.
I don't hold grudges, and good for you, Darvish.
Yes. I honestly, if I was him and that happened, I would say, whatever punishment you could possibly throw at this guy, throw at him.
And double it.
And then take away his bike. I would say that, too, because I'm sure he loves to ride a bike. So please do everything you can to punish him. But it showed me a lot about this guy that he just said. He said not only is he going through a lot, but I'm sure his family is going through a lot, too.
Well, yeah, because if he has
it
kids.
It reflects bad on
him.
Yeah, right.
Again, one bad teammate does not make the whole team bad, and one bad family member does not make the whole...
And one bad apple does not spoil the whole bunch.
Y'all.
Right.
There's something in there that's...
Right, I don't remember the rest. All right, in other news...
So is there some closure put on it in your eyes?
I guess so. I mean...
Can you move on, grudge holder?
I'm going to move on. I'm still pulling for the Dodgers, which I did not think going into the series. I was going for Houston all the way until this. So I'm still holding a personal grudge.
But
that's what I do. I'm holder of the Golden Grudge. That's my character.
It's my favorite breakfast cereal, the Golden Grudge.
Golden Grudges.
Oh,
do you like it with raisins or no?
No.
No, the raisins ruin the grudge. All right. may I nominate? I know this is early. Or is it late in the year? No, it's late in the year. It's November 1st, Wendy. Rabbi. I say that because I'm half Jewish. So I don't say rabbit. I say rabbi.
Oh, I'm like, I didn't get it for a minute.
let me nominate Amber Schmunk, who I believe could be the mother of the year.
Yeah, I heard Steve Bertrand do this
story
on the Real Radio Show earlier today.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest with you. All I heard was her name, and it made me giggle.
Yeah, Amber Schmunk.
Sorry to all the schmunks listening out there.
She's one of the Fredonia schmunks, Wendy, in case you're wondering.
Wow.
She did something that I think a lot of moms might not think of doing. So she's
Does
one
it
of
make
those...
me look better?
Oh, yes.
You okay, went up, then I'd like to hear it.
You went up in the chain.
All right.
You went up a notch.
I just heard her name. I didn't hear the story. So I'm anxious to hear the story.
A mother in Wisconsin is facing felony charges of recklessly endangering safety after she allegedly strapped her 9-year-old son to the top of a minivan on top of a plastic pool. Have you ever thought about doing that to the boys?
No.
You're no schmunk of mine. Amber Schmunk, age 28.
That was a stretch.
Of Fredonia, Wisconsin, was charged earlier this month for the September 9th incident, which started after officers received a call reporting a child on top of a vehicle holding down a plastic pool.
Think about it.
If you're trying
on.
To transfer your plastic pool from place to place and you put it on the roof of your car, there's a very good chance it could blow off. So what you want to do is you want to make sure your 9-year-old son is on top of the pool to prevent any mishaps. It makes perfect sense.
This is ridiculous.
A witness later reported seeing Schmunk pull over and take the child off the minivan roof.
She came to her senses.
Yes. Yes, she did. At some point, Amber Schmunk said to herself, this isn't going to work. This isn't good. She took the child off the minivan roof and wedged the pool inside the vehicle before dropping it off at her sister's house.
Okay, that would have been my first thing to try and shove it in the minivan first.
That's your first move, right?
Not after driving a while with my 9-year-old son on the top of the minivan.
No, probably not. Officers who arrived on the scene questioned Schmunk about her son's alleged wild ride. They say she admitted that the boy had been on top of the minivan on the road, but only for a short time. Maybe 20 or 30 seconds. See, I think if you say that with conviction, like, yeah, okay, you caught me, but he was only up there for 20 or 30 seconds. Come on, I'm a good mom. I know how much time my son can be on top of a roof of a fast-moving vehicle with a pool underneath him. I'm not an idiot.
I know you're desperate. You buy a new plastic pool. You want to bring it to your sister's house.
Sure.
I know you're desperate, and you can't figure it out how to do these things.
Right.
But once you get the kid, first you get the pool on the roof, then the kid in the pool on the roof, you'd go, this isn't going to work.
But
before you take off.
How does she convince the kid? And I know that every boy should listen to his mom. Don't get me wrong. I understand the way it works. Your mom tells you something, you do it. You don't question your mom. She's your mom. You do it. But if she explains to the boy the process, if you're the boy, don't you try to somehow convince her that there must be a better way? Mom, I'm not an engineer, but I guarantee you there's a more sensible way than me going up on top of the pool on top of the car.
The kid may have volunteered and said, Mom, I got this. Listen, I'm going to hold on to it. And for a minute, you want to give your kid some kind of credit for coming up with an adult idea.
Right.
And you go, okay, we'll try it your way.
Right.
I'll give you 20 seconds. If it doesn't work.
Right. Then we start over.
Didn't you have friends that had pickup trucks and you used to stand in the back of a pickup truck while you were driving? Because that's terribly dangerous.
I don't remember that ever happening.
I seem to remember sitting in a lawn chair in the back.
Did you do that?
I think so.
The two I have that are comparable are one day after a huge snowstorm, my brother and I went up on the roof of our house, and I convinced him, we built a pile of snow up on the front yard, and I convinced him that I've done this 100 times, and that is to jump off the roof into the pile of snow. But I would like to see if he could do it.
I can't believe
And I'd never
you.
Done it.
I can't believe
I convinced
you.
Him to do that.
What if he died?
That would have been a horrible ending. That would have been...
You wouldn't have been telling this story.
No, I'd still be in jail, I think.
I can't believe your brother ever... I can't believe I trust you. I've known you for all these years,
yeah,
and I know what
me.
You're capable of.
There's
and
no
yet-
way I would have trusted me. And my mom, like, the only reason I did this was my mom wasn't home at the time, but my mom did pull in just as he was making the leap from the roof into the pile of snow. So she saw that. And she was furious at him. And I was up there on the roof going, I can't believe he did that. And then my brother, you know, being the tattletale he is, convinced her that I talked him into it. And I did.
And did you get in trouble?
Yes.
What kind of trouble did a young Bill Left get into? Did you only have 5 sliders that night instead of 7?
I was not allowed to watch Scooby-Doo for 3 weeks. Not happy about
it. That's a pretty big punishment.
Not happy about it. I also, friends and I, we built a roller coaster out of, so the car of the roller coaster was a wagon, And then we built a track that was made out of real thin pieces of wood. We built up a platform in my garage, and we convinced the boy down the block, Bobby Brooks, to get into the wagon and ride down the roller coaster ramp that we had built.
To see if it was safe.
Yeah. So it started out, it was
the late
about,
Bobby Brooks.
Yeah, nobody has seen or heard from him since. The platform itself was about 5.5 feet tall. We built it up pretty high, and then we built these two wood strips that balanced on lawn chairs and things that then...
And he agreed to do this.
He was about to do
it. At gunpoint?
And went, no. Squirt gunpoint. And then one of our neighbors saw that we were lifting him up to the top of the platform to do this and came running over and explained to us that there was no possible way he could make it successfully down. And we're like, oh, no, because we drew a picture of it. Mm-hmm. We drew
the
a blueprint.
Engineers that you were.
Right. A draft of it. So we showed him how gravity would safely carry him to the bottom. But he was like, no, he's going to split his head open. This isn't safe. We were mad at that guy.
Thank God Abner Kravitz lived next door to save him.
I know.
Well, that's what I mean. So how old were you when you did that?
23.
All right. Well, this 9-year-old kid may have just said, Mom, I got this great idea.
Right. No, this is his mom's. There's no way the kid comes up with this because a kid, even though you feel you're semi-omnipotent when you're a little kid, you also realize that being up on a roof isn't in your best interest. This is the mom's idea. I know this is.
I don't know.
You don't think this is Amber Schmunk's idea? You think it's her young son?
With a name like Schmunk, she's got
to
be good.
You know what her son's name is? Thelonious.
Didn't you say that earlier?
I don't think I did. I thought it. I don't think I said it.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it.
Officers arrived on the scene and questioned Schmunk about her son's alleged wild ride. They said she admitted that the boy had been on top of the minivan on the road, but only for a short time, 20, 30 seconds. Schmunk allegedly told authorities she had picked up a molded plastic pool at another house, but didn't have enough room inside the minivan. That part's very credible. That part I understand.
That's why you get inflatable pools. Easier to move.
You're right. You're absolutely right. She allegedly said she decided to put the pool on top of the minivan, see, her idea, Amber Schmunk's idea, but had no way to strap it down, so she had her child climb up on the roof and hold it down while she drove. This according to a police report. Police said, now, as a mom...
Police said, holy crap.
Holy Schmunk.
Oh, yeah. Darn it, you're funnier. Good one, Bill.
What would the college or university be called that was named after her?
That would be...
Schmunk U.
Oh, I was going to say that, but I thought there was something better.
No, I don't have anything better. That's the best I've got. Police said that Schmunk told them she thought her actions were okay since her dad...
Not good.
No.
But
no
okay.
One's saying that these are good... She said to the police, like the police said, do you think this is a good idea? They're okay. I've had better. She told them her actions are okay since her dad let her do things like that when she was 9.
See?
Yeah, this is a long Schmunk tradition, Wendy. The Schmunk family's been doing things like this for generations.
The Schmunk family reunion would be very fun.
It's held on top of a bus.
They don't at least go there's in... a pool.
Right. They don't go inside the bus. Everybody, right. They all ride on top of the bus.
But what a view.
The view's outstanding. She added that her son was safe on top of the minivan because she tied him down with a strap.
Well, then why didn't she tie the pool down with the strap?
I would trust the strap saving the pool more than my son, wouldn't you?
The pool is so lightweight.
But that's the thing is, think about the aerodynamics. As you're driving, it's going to lift the pool up. So you have to put something solid like a 9-year-old boy on top of it. It makes perfect sense.
Jim and I went to Home Depot to buy a piece of plywood because we had a bad mattress for a while, and someone suggested putting a big piece of plywood in between the box spring and the mattress.
Right.
Because then it wouldn't
be... Or Michael.
Well,
if you don't have plywood,
he wasn't born yet.
Oh, he wasn't? All right.
But I'm thinking it would have worked out better because we were idiots and we bought this big piece of plywood and I had like a Ford Probe at the time.
Yeah.
And we tried to strap it down. They had some string. I had some bungee cords, but it wasn't as easy as you would think.
No, of course not.
So we were driving home on LaGrange Road going very slowly. And whoever was driving had their left hand holding it.
Yeah.
The passenger had their right hand holding it, and we stopped like 10 times because the wind blew it off. And it still was sort of tied down. It was like the Two Stooges were going shopping at Home Depot.
We did a similar thing with paneling. We had a bunch of strips of paneling.
Yep.
So Terry and I, the same thing. I'm driving, so my left hand is holding it in place. She's got both hands holding it in place. But what we didn't figure out in is it scratched up the roof of the car like crazy. I don't know why we didn't think of that, but we were so worried about it blowing away that we got it off and we're like, wow, we're out of the woods. And then Terry goes, oh my God, look at the top of the car. Scratches everywhere.
Well, see, who is smarter? Because the top of our car wasn't scratched because we had put a blanket there.
Yeah.
But the blanket made it slip off more.
Oh, yeah, would it? Wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's amazing that we have lived to be as old as we are.
I don't know how we did it. Schmunk, by the way, Wendy, is due in court. Amber Schmunk is due in court on November the 14th. That's 2 weeks from today. Are you going? I'll go. It's in Wisconsin.
No.
If convicted, she faces up to 5 years in prison.
She won't get 5 years
and
in prison.
And I don't think so either.
Nor should she.
I don't think she will. And 5 years of extended supervision, this according to the local press.
I'd like to hear the kids' take on this.
It was fun. It was so much fun. I bet he thinks it was fun, but what from now on won't every judgment call that Amber Schmunk makes be questioned? Like if you were let's say you're the in-laws, you're the father's parents, don't you go to your son? I wouldn't leave the boy alone with Amber that often.
You know, but it's his mother.
Yeah, but if she's capable of this sort of judgment,
I think she's learned.
Do you think? Yeah.
She did it when she was a girl.
Right.
Come on. My mom tied me to my sandbox because I kept running away. If I would bring that up now, she would have gotten in really big trouble.
She would have.
But back then, it was like I just had the Keith family that lived behind us all laugh at me. Wendy, you want to come play? I can't. I'm tied to my sandbox.
I'm tied up right now. Get back to me in a few hours.
And I just took it. I just stood there and I thought, whatever. She can't leave me here all afternoon.
Was that a one-time thing?
Yeah.
Did she feel bad about it?
No.
After she never brought that up again.
I don't think it worked because I think I snuck over to the park again after that.
Oh.
Because they had a bigger sandbox.
Did your mom ever wash your mouth out with soap?
Totally.
Isn't that a mean thing?
Yeah, but she used Liquid Joy, and that got in every nook and cranny. You know, it's one thing to give you, here's a bar of lava soap with the granules on it. Bite a little.
Right.
No, she would make, she only did it once. Again, it didn't work. You know how I speak.
I guess
it didn't work.
Yeah.
But the Liquid Joy like filled up my whole, she put a lot in there and didn't dilute it.
Ugh.
I blew bubbles for about a week. It was the talk of the neighborhood.
You were like that scene in Willy Wonka where Jack Albertson's floating up above the factory. All right. So there you have it. The story of Amber Schmunk.
Schmunk of the year.
Schmunk of the year. Look that up in your Schmunk and Wagnalls. We'll take a quick break and then we'll close up shop. It's Wendy on WGN.
Is that all she wrote?
Wendy, it is all she wrote. I can't believe neither one of us made a joke with the punchline Schmunk in the trunk, but we didn't.
Oh.
I feel like we cheated everybody.
I'm glad you still pondered it over the commercial break, though.
If she was a member of the Blackhawks, who would she be? Schmunk and Keith.
Oh, my God.
That's why the show ends at 1 o'clock.
Should have ended at 12:59.
It should have
ended
2 minutes ago. All right. That's funny. All right. Wendy's headed to the Blackhawks game. It's Judy Pilak's birthday game. So look for the Hawks to spill out the word Judy right before the game.
Oh, it's wouldn't
beautiful.
That be
oh,
great?
Oh, it's beautiful when they do this. They don't do this for everybody.
Don't you wish you had $1 million to ask them to do it?
Yep. All right, tomorrow, the Thursday edition of the program, we hope that you'll enjoy that one as much as you enjoyed this one, which sets the bar pretty low, doesn't it? It really does. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Schmunk.